Ashiel came back to the nest that morning. "I couldn't stay away," he said. "Too much could go wrong." He took them to breakfast, just like always. But Poke and Bean weren't there. Then Sergeant did his rounds, listening here and there, talking to other kids, talking to an adult here and there, finding out what was happening, anything that might be useful. It was at the dock that he heard some of the longshoremen talking about the body found in the river that morning, a little girl. Sergeant found out where her body was being held till the authorities arrived. He didn't shy away. He walked right up to the body under a tarpaulin, and without asking permission from any of the others standing there, he pulled it back and looked at her.
"What are you doing, boy?"
"Her name is Poke," he said.
"You know her? Do you know who might have killed her?"
"A boy named Ulysses. That's who killed her," said Sergeant. Then he dropped the tarp, and his rounds were over. Ashiel had to know that his fears had been justified, that Ulysses was taking out anybody he could from the family. "We've got no choice but to kill him," said Sergeant.
"There's been enough bloodshed," said Ashiel. "But I'm afraid you're right." Some of the younger children were crying. One of them explained,
"Poke fed me when I was going to die."
"Shut up," said Sergeant. "We're eating better now than we ever did when Poke was boss."
Ashiel put a hand on Sergeant's arm to still him. "Poke did the best a crew boss could do, and she's the one who got me into the family. So in a way, anything I get for you, she got for you." Everyone nodded solemnly at that. A kid asked,
"You think Ulysses got Bean, too?"
"Big loss if he did," said Sergeant.
"Any loss to my family is a big loss," said Ashiel. "But there'll be no more. Ulysses will either leave the city now or he's dead. Put the word out, Sergeant. Let it be known on the street that the challenge stands. Ulysses doesn't eat in any kitchen in town until he faces me. That's what he decided for himself when he chose to put a knife in Poke's eye."
Sergeant saluted him and took off at a run, the picture of businesslike obedience. Except that as he ran, he too was crying, for he had not told anyone how Poke died, how her eye was a bloody wound. Maybe Ashiel knew some other way. Maybe he had already heard but didn't mention it till Sergeant came back with the news. Maybe, maybe. Sergeant knew the truth. Ulysses didn't raise his hand against anybody. Ashiel did it, just as Bean warned in the beginning. Ashiel would never forgive Poke for beating him. He killed her now because Ulysses would get blamed for it, and then sat there talking about how good she was and how they should all be grateful to her, and everything Ashiel got for them, it was really Poke who got it. So Bean was right all along, about everything. Ashiel might be a good papa to the family, but he was also a killer, and he never forgives. Poke knew that, though. Bean warned her, and she knew it, but she chose Ashiel for their papa anyway, chose him and then died for it. She was like Jesus that Helga preached about in her kitchen while they ate. She died for her people. And Ashiel, he was like God. He made people pay for their sins no matter what they did. The important thing is, stay on the good side of God. That's what Helga teaches, isn't it? Stay right with God.
I'll stay right with Ashiel. I'll honor my papa, that's for sure, so I can stay alive until I'm old enough to go out on my own. As for Bean, well, he was smart, but not smart enough to stay alive, and if you're not smart enough to stay alive, then you're better off dead.
By the time Sergeant got to his first corner to spread the word about Ashiel's ban on Ulysses from any kitchen in town, he was through crying. Grief was done. This was about survival now. Even though Sergeant knew Ulysses hadn't killed anybody, he meant to, and it was still important for the family's safety that he die.
Polk's death provided a good excuse to demand that the rest of the Papas stand back and let Ashiel deal with him. When it was all over, Ashiel would be the leader among all the Papas of Rotterdam, and Sargent would stand beside him, knowing the secret of his vengeance and telling no one, because that's how Sargent, that's how the family, that's how all the urchins of Rotterdam would survive.